for sure that I've been learning from my boss, the vice president, it's time. And so next time, if you invite me 7 o'clock, make sure that you start 7 o'clock because 7 o'clock I'll be here. It is that mental attitude and towards punctuality which contributes to productivity. And so I want to forgive you for this time. But to say Afishapa to all of you, we pray that the Almighty God who has taken us through this year to coming to almost the end of the year, and I believe that by the grace of God, all of us will cross over. Whether you are skipping over, whether you are jumping over, whether you are somersaulting over, whatever over it is, we will get to the next year all alive and give glory to the Almighty God. This year marks the climax of our 10th anniversary. I expected to see more vigorous activities than we have done. Because 10 years in the life of an organization is not a mean achievement. You know, a lot of radio stations are folded up. Even when we came here, we had Pravda, you know, Pravda radio station was here. We have a number of radio stations that today, when we are looking for them, you can't find them. But we survived 8 years of harsh, you know, media environment. The trouble that we have gone through to survive the 8 years, only God knows. One day I was there when I was told that we should remove our transmitter from Mampo, that is Radio One, and send it to Bunsu. And you know where Bunsu is. The station itself is located in a valley. So we tried to increase the antenna height, increase and increase and increase. We couldn't even transmit beyond 5 kilometers. But we have to deal with that situation for almost 2 years until God graciously changed the environment for us. And now, Radio One can be heard everywhere here in Accra and several parts of Volta region. In fact, sometimes when you're going to Ehu, you hear Radio One more than Ahoto FM. We have also embarked on a number of projects to give a facelift to the station. And we've sunk in quite a lot of resources to elevate the station and bring it to the level where we can rub shoulders with all the other bigger media houses in the country. What we have done is to give you the tools, to give you the infrastructure, and to give you the equipment to deliver. As for the delivery, it is in your hands. You can have all the tools, you can have all the equipment. If you don't apply proper strategies, those equipment will be there, but you cannot realize the full potential of it. So today is an end of year party. I wish I were there with you in the afternoon to lay out some of the things that I expect you to do and to challenge you that next year is not going to be business as usual. Because after 10 years, we should be able to run the station in such a way that if tomorrow your transmitter breaks down, you are able to buy another one. Do you know the cost of a transmitter now? A cost of 5K transmitters that we are using now will not be anything less than what? You can't get it anything less than $25,000. That is how much we bought it, the 5K. And so, if you work and tomorrow your transmitter breaks down and you cannot generate the resources to replace or repair it, then you are in trouble. But for this year, we have decided to provide all that you need without dipping our hands in the company's coffers. Not a single CD has come from your operations. If we had asked you to use some of your operational money today, you would have done this party on credit because you couldn't have paid for the cost of this party. But I don't want you to get swollen headed thinking that, oh, TBRC let us exhibit a high degree of sense of ownership. Because I keep on asking, from January to December, I have not come to take salary from my hotel FM. You take your salary there. So if the station runs, you benefit from it. If the station grinds to a halt, you will think that it is very easy to move from one station to another station. But if we are careful, we realize that some people came and they thought that they were on top of their job. So when they resign from our hotel today, stations will be running after them. Find out where they are now. And you understand what I'm saying. So try as much as possible to make the brand attractive so that it can generate the necessary resources and revenue, which will be plowed back to take care of your own welfare and your needs. So I have taxed Manasseh Petroleum and the board that for next year, I want you to establish clear KPIs, key performance indicators, measurable ones, where for every quarter, we'll come and measure your performance for you to justify your existence in the organization or otherwise. We can cut down our numbers and run efficiently. When, like he said, we have people who are capable of multitasking so that we can generate resources. And if we have small, there's some say in P that Kitty Whistler, and yes, say, do do you know? So if we have so many here, and then the output is not good, and there are few people who can produce high output, we will prefer keeping the few people who produce high output than increasing the numbers without getting the necessary outcomes. So this one, I am going to ensure that we strictly enforce it. Because it's my money which is going into this. And after 10 years, I don't want to be investing in a bottomless pit where every time you put in money and nothing comes out of it. Nobody does investment in that way. So, Chief, you and your management, I will not mean stress at all. When you give you the KPI and you cannot perform, then you yourself, you are giving yourself yellow card and you are giving yourself red card, because I will not give you the red card. But I'm very, very serious. I want to see a lot of seriousness and professionalism at a hotel FM. Your premises there, we almost paid the premises 4 times a year. I still have people always making the walls dirty. So we are going to fix some of the CCTV cameras. I wanted to fix CCTV cameras on the staircase, and we'll be reviewing it every week. If we see you touching the wall and making it dirty, we'll take some money from your salary to go and buy the paint and come and make the place neat. Because it is sometimes very painful. And you spend so much money, and then in about 1 month, you come and the whole place is dirty. It starts more from 1 month and well, now, it is something that hurts me anytime I come to see it. So please, I don't want to spoil your party, but I need to let you know what I feel, because it is my money which is running the organization. And those monies could be used to run other enterprises. If I put two and two together and I put up about two houses here, and people are renting and paying me every month, you will not sweat. Every month you go and take your salary. Go and ask those who have put up the the flats, and they will tell you every month their money will be in their hands. Then you put an investment in place, and every month you put money in and nothing comes out. Nobody will do that. So this is a very serious signal that, I'm not saying warning, signal that I'm giving you, that next year is going to be a year of action. And I expect all of you to up your game. That is why we are putting up the podcast studios. We spend so much money. In the next few weeks, all the cameras and the lights, the video cameras and others will come so that you can have 24 hours operation. And people in their comfort of their homes can be watching your programs, your podcasts, and all those things. This is intended to generate extra revenue to ensure that we can put body and soul together. I want to also promise that by the end of the first quarter, at least we'll get about two or three new vehicles to match with the new branding of the company. We need to step out there, showing that Ahoto, after 10 years, is not the same as it is. So the branding will go, the vehicles. The vehicles will be branded in a way that will make the station attractive. So that when our marketing people are going and they go to any organization and they step out of their vehicles, at least some respect, modicum of respect will be given to them because of the brand that they represent. So we are doing all these things, heavy capital investment, to ensure that when we put in substance, substance comes out. We don't want to put in substance and then garbage comes out. We are not putting in garbage, because I say when we put in garbage, garbage comes out. We are putting in substance. So substance must come out. I want to commend all of you and congratulate you for your individual and collective contribution to bring in Ahoto to where it is now. Somebody will be coming there within the course of the week to see how we can fix new desktop computers in the newsroom so that everybody... I've decided not to buy laptops again, because ever since I established this station, I cannot count the number of laptops that I have bought. You buy the laptop, people take it, and they think it's their individual. When they even resign, they go in and they don't. So we are going to put desktop to everywhere, right from your offices to your studios to your whatever, your newsroom. And we will fix the desktop there. And then these are modern desktops that are not even carrying big frames for the system units. Smaller ones, and then you'll be able to. So the next phase is to ensure that the newsroom will represent a proper radio newsroom for you and give you the right ambience to deliver. And once that is done, I want to see you upping your game and delivering to our expectation. On this note, let me commend all of you. When we were introducing our lady, you didn't want to... let people know that you are the one who is keeping life at Ahoto FM. Sanitation officer. Let me give you sanitation officer. Let's clap for her. Don't worry at all. If you don't work, nobody can come to work. Yours is the most important work. So be proud of the work that you are doing. Be proud of the work that you are doing. I keep on telling people that when you travel to Europe and then you want to do Bolaman, if you are white, if you are black man, you can never get sanitation job to do. Mama me boy na, oko London, oko America, oko Canada, omo ibola ni na ya profunkwa, uye bibinia, and now they have more salary money with because it is one of the high paid jobs. You can't get it. So when you are doing cleaning, it is next to godliness. So you are closer to God than any of us here. So be proud of what you are doing. Um, before I sit down, you are going to enjoy your meal. But I want to give a special token, a small token, which will be given to all of you. And when I say all of you, I mean all of you will get equal envelope. For our guest presenters, our Sofo, and what do you call it? Pastor Kumbe and Ishra, they've been doing a lot of work. When they finish and we are giving envelope, they must enjoy. Madam, the GAP program, this is the first time I'm seeing you. We are happy about the work that you are doing. There is a Bobo lady, she here. A Bobo lady is not here. There is a Monaja. There is a Saturday morning program. Obra, all of them, we should recognize their contribution to the work that we are doing. And then we have Abebumu and Sam. All of them are contributing to the stages. So even though they are guest presenters, we don't pay them for the work that they do. When the year ends, we need to recognize them.